Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Samach Vav. We are holding on daf Samach Hey Amud Beis toward the bottom of the page. Amar Abaye Amar Lo Eid Echad, about 8 lines from the end of the page. So first we're going to discuss, Abaye is going to have 3 different statements about an Eid Echad informing you of something, either informing you that you violated an Isser, informing you that your Taros are really Tameh, or informing you that your Shor is a Nirva, and an Eid Echad is believed in all those cases. Gemara is going to discuss why Abaye needs to tell me all 3 of those cases. Then we're going to have a further Machlokas, a discussion, Machlokas Abaye and Rava, about an Eid Echad, specifically about an Eid that says that ishto zinsa, that a person's wife was mizane, is an eid echad believed if the husband is shosek, if he doesn't deny it, he just quietly accepts whatever the eid echad says. So is the eid echad believed in such a case? The Gemara is going to have 2 possible sources where Abaye learns his shita from, and one of them is going to be an interesting story with Yanai HaMelech and the background of why Yanai HaMelech killed the Chachamim and how he was acting as the Kohen Gadol. And then the Gemara is going to bring Rava's sources for how he knew his shita about an Eid Echad being made that ishto zinsa. And then and Rava is going to lead us into a discussion about a mikvah. If a person discovers that a mikvah that you thought had 40 sa'a is measured now to have less than 40 sa'a, so what do you assume about all the taros shenas al gabav? And then at the end of the daf, right before the Mishnah, we're going to have 3 different makoros that the avoda of a ben grusha or ben Chalutza is kasher, and one makar that the avoda of a balmum is pasul. So let's begin about 8 lines from the end of the page. Amar Abaye, Amar lo eid echad achalta chelev. If an eid echad tells you you have eaten chelev, he doesn't think you did it on purpose. He says you did it b'shogeg, and therefore you chayev to bring a korban. But I saw that what you ate b'shogeg was chelev v'alash shosek, and the person who ate it was quiet. He didn't respond. Ne'aman. So we believe the eid echad, and therefore that person should bring a korban. V'tana tuna. We have a brayso that supports this because it says Amar lo eid echad achalta chelev v'alomar lo achalti. Potter, that if an eid echad says you ate chelev and then you say, no, I didn't, you deny it, then you're potter. Taima damar lo, ha'ishtik ma'amin. You see that he's only potter because he denies it, but if he doesn't deny it, he's just quiet, then he's going to be believed, and the eid echad is believed. Ve'amar Abaye, second case where Abaye says an eid echad is believed. Amar lo eid echad nitmu tarosecha. An eid echad says your taros have become tameh. Va'ala shosek, and the person who owns those taros is quiet. Neman, we believe him. V'tanatuna, and Abraisa supports this as well. Eid echad amar nitmu va'ala amar lo nitmu potter. If an eid echad says that your taros became tameh, and he says, no, they didn't, then he's potter. Taimed amar lo, ha'ishtik mehemen. It sounds like it's because he denied it, and he said lo, but otherwise, he would have been believed. On the side of the page, it changes the word pater to the word tahar, because the word pater doesn't really belong over here. Pater from what? We're not told that he did anything with those taros, or that he ate them. He ate the taros in the wrong place or at the wrong time. So it just means that it's tahar, that we can assume that they're tahar if he denies it. But if he doesn't deny it, if he's yashtik, so he's mehemin. V'amar Abaye, third statement of Abaye. Amar lo eid echad shor chanirva. The eid echad says your shor was nirva, and therefore your shor cannot be brought as a carbon, because it was nirva, it was engaged in bestiality. V'alash shosek, and the person who owns the shor is quiet. Neman, we believe the person who said the shor is nirva. Now this is Rashi points out that the edus is only about it being asr la'akrava, that you're not allowed to use it as a korban. The edus is not about killing the shor, because halach is a shor and nirva has to be killed as well. But that definitely you would need 2 edim for, because that's the drasha of the Gemara Azim Baba Kama, kamisas habaylim. Kach misa sashor, right? Vegamba love you must. We darsh in the kamisa sabaylim gamis kach misa sashor, that the same level of evidence that it would take to kill the owner of the shor is what it would, the level of evidence necessary to kill the shor itself. Which means you need shnei edim. So one aid would definitely not be good enough to kill the shor, but at least to make a pasul as a korban. If the baylim is shosek, doesn't say anything, that would be enough to pasul the shor as a korban. V'tana tuna, and Bryce supports this as well. v'shenevda bo avera v'shehemis al pi eid echad o al pi abaylim neman. If either an eid echad or the baylim testifies that it was nirva or that it was that it killed someone, so that person is believed. What does it mean one aid testifies that it was involved in this avera, that it was nirva? If the bailim doesn't disagree, the bailim agrees with this, well then that's the same thing as saying alpia bailim. But this brisa said that if either an aid echad or the bailim says it, so what does it mean that an aid echad says it? Elulav dishasik. It must be that the case is an aid echad says it and the bailim doesn't say anything, and nevertheless we still believe the Eid Echad. So here we have three different cases where Abaye tells us an Eid Echad informs you of something. If the Bailim doesn't say a word, the Eid Echad is believed. Where Achalta Chelev, the Eid Echad claims that a person has eaten something not kosher, your Taros are Tame, the Eid Echad claims, or that the Shar is Nirva. Why do I need all three cases? Obviously, if an Eid Echad is believed in one of them and the Bailim is Shosik, then the Eid Echad should be believed in all of them when the Bailim is Shosik. Kutzricha. We need all three cases. Diash Mi'inan. If I only would have had the first case of that you achalta chelev, say lav de kimle benafshe da'avad chulim bazar lavamaisei. It could be that the assumption we're working with is that if the Bailim himself were not confident that it was true that he in fact ate chelev, he never would have been willing to bring the karban because he doesn't want to risk bringing chulim azara. So his shtika and willingness to bring the karban is evidence that what the Eid Echad is saying is in fact true. Aval nitmu tarasecha, but when it comes to the aid telling him that his taros are tamei, he doesn't really lose much by accepting that aidus, because meimar aminon haydeshasik to savor chazi levi meitumaso. We'll assume he just doesn't want to pick a fight. He doesn't want to argue because he figures, okay, so my taros are tamei, so I'll eat it when I'm tamei. It's not like I'm never going to be able to eat it. It's not like I'm going to lose out. I'll still be able to eat it when I'm tamei. But really, he's not so confident that it's really true. And if it only would have told me that the Eid Echad is believed when he says that your taros have become tamei, we should come absolutely be taraso. I would think, yeah, but he still is losing there because most of the time he tries to be tahar. So most of the time he's not going to have the ability to use this taros now if he's going to accept the edus of this Eid Echad that it's tamei. Aval shoru nirva, but you're going to tell me that the shor is nirva, then he's really going to lose because meimar amar kalashvar. I'm sorry, then he's really not going to lose. Then he really loses almost nothing. Because what happens if Sharu Nirva? So he can't bring it as a carbon? How many of his oxen does he plan on bringing as a carbon anyway? Most oxen are not really meant to be brought on the Mizbeach. So why do I have to worry so much? He told me Sharu is Nirva. Okay, Shkoyach, Sharu is Nirva. It's not worth putting up a fight. It's not worth arguing. That's why he was Shosek. But not because we actually believe that what the Eid Echad is saying. So Tzricha, that's why we need to be told that we believe the Eid Echad in all three of these cases. At least that's why in ascending order. Why it is that we can't only be told in the third case, it doesn't say. But at least why once we're told the case of Achal Techelev, we need to be told the case of Nitmu Tarasecha, and why once we're told Nitmu Tarasecha, we need to be told the case of Shorcha Nirva. So now the Gemara raises another question relating to Eid Echad. Yibayiluhu. Ishto zinsa be'Eid Echad v'shosek mahu. What about a fourth case? What if a man comes and says, an Eid Echad comes and says, your wife was mezana, but it's only an Eid Echad, and the husband doesn't respond. The husband doesn't say anything. Is this woman now Asura Labaila? Do we believe the Eid Echad that this woman was Mizana? So Amar Abaye Ne'eman. Abaye says, yes, we believe the Eid Echad. Rava Amar Rava says, we can't believe the Eid Echad. This is a Davar Sheba Erva. To say that his wife was Mizana, a Davar Sheba Erva can never be with less than two Eidim. So a couple of points over here. First of all, Tosfos. Amar Abaye, he, it's really that's going on. Abaye saying that it's Neman. He means it's the same as all the other Abayes that we had before, that it's going to be Neman. Tema. Says Tosfos, Rava has a really good point. The reason you need Shnei Eidim, according to Rava, is because this is a Davar Shebe'erva, and you always need two Eidim for a Davar Shebe'erva. How does Abaye equate this with Achalta Chelev, Nitmut Arasecha, Shor Chad Nirva? Those aren't Davar Shebe'erva. That's why an Eid Echad works in those cases. This is a real life Davar Shebe'erva. V'yeshlomer d'hasim efshar kivin d'lo kitcha b'fnei Eidim, ha-ma'us matana, aval ha-cha, ha-biya o-seres, bein be-edim, bein shalo be-edim, veinon tzrichon el-shiyeda ha-bala emes. He says there's a big difference. Davar Shebe'erva means you can't have a kiddushin without two edim. Why? Because if one aid sees that a man gives a woman money, so for kiddushin, so the it's not a kiddushin at all, and we can touch up. Meaning the aid, we believe the aid that the man gave a woman money l'shem, that the man gave the woman money and said aray mekdeshli or whatever. That's fine. The aid is believed about the maisa that happened, but it's still not a kiddushin. You need shnei edim in order to create a kiddushin, and the money. Okay, so he gave her money. That money is now money of a matana. But over here, if in fact this woman slept with somebody else, so then she's a surah labayla. It's not that you need shnei edim to make it that she slept with somebody else. If she in fact slept with somebody else, so mela, she's a surah labayla. So if there's ne'amanus of the eid echad, then she's going to be a surah. Miu kasha says Tosfos, but this is difficult. What do you do with like all of Masechta Sota? Demash mahacha eid echad neman. Over here, it sounds like an eid echad is believed to say that a woman cheated on her husband. Masechta Sota mashma teinisha neser sal baile elaliski kino yistira mashma to be an eidim that a woman is only going to be asur lebaile if there is kino yistira. I mean, if you don't have two eidim that she was mizana, so then you need raglayim ledaver. You need the fact that the husband has been previously jealous and has said something and that she went alone in a room with a guy. You need something. You can't just say an Eid Echad shows up out of the blue and just says, oh, your wife was Mizan and is going to be believed. It's against all of Masechta Sota. Maybe in Masechta Sota, the husband's not Shosek. He says, what are you talking about? I don't know anything about this, about my wife being Mizan. Maybe in our Gemara, it's different than in Echinami. If a person is Shosek, then he'd be believed. It's unbelievable, Tosfos is saying that. Here you have like the most fundamental din in Masechta Sota, and it doesn't appear in Masechta Sota. It's in Kiddushin Samach Vav that if a man's in Eid Echad says that Ishto Mizana and you happen to be Shosek, then that's it, close case, then you're believed according to Abaye at least. But Rava says, no, this is all Davar Shebe'erva. Ain't Davar Shebe'erva Pachs Mishnayim. So Tosfos raises a question on Rava now. Vim Tomer, Kivin to Shosek, Ushtika Ko Do Adamya. But wait a second. Isn't the basis of Abaye constantly believing this Eid Echad when the Bailim is Shosek because Shtika Ko Da'a? So why don't we say the same thing over here? Lomelo Tesor Allah, Vichilo Yuchal Asos Allah, Chaticha Di Yisura. When the husband is Shosek after being told that his wife was Mizana, isn't that just an example of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Di Isura, that he's accepting that his wife is Asura to him, and therefore she is Asura to him? Says Tosos, no, V'yeshlomer, the Kesav Rav at the time of the Shosek Me'amin, Lav Mishum Dushtika Koda Adamya. The reason when the guy is Shosek that we always believe the Eid Echad has nothing to do with Shtika Koda, it's not Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Di Isura, none of that. Eli Mishum Dikar Aglayim Ledavar Mehem Nilei, V'kivin Sheine Isra Mikoach Edus Habal, El Mikoch Edus Ha'ed Lo Memnin Lei. The Eid Echad Eino Neman B'Davar Shebe'erva. He says, no, the point is not that we believe the Eid Echad because the Bailim is Shosek and it's Shtika Koda, which would therefore mean that it's not really that we're believing the Eid Echad, it's that we're believing the Bailim when he's Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Surah. No, we're actually believing the Eid Echad. It's just that it's there's a certain Raglayim L'Davar, there are indications that what the Eid Echad is saying is true. The Shtika Sabail is an indication that what the Eid Echad is saying is in fact true. But the real core ne'emanus comes from the aid. It doesn't come from the shtika of the Baal. So if it's really coming from the aid, then how can you believe in Eid Echad that a man's wife was Mizana in Davar Shebe'erva Pachos Mishnayim? So that's so we have this machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether you require two Eidim or you don't require two Eidim. Pashtus is that everyone agrees, Abaye also agrees, Ein Davar Shebe'erva Pachos Mishnayim, whether it's Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, whether it's Eidus L'Birur HaDavar, when it comes to Davar davar she'erva. It's just that Abaye apparently would hold that a sota lebaila is not called a davar she'erva. That's how the Tosfos Rid seems to assume that in explaining Abaye, that Abaye holds sota is not called a davar she'erva. But everyone agrees. The question is, why would sota not be considered davar she'erva according to Abaye, and why yes according to Rava? What's the nekudas amachlokas? Rav Shechter in Eretz HaTzvi in Siman Yudalid points out a tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, where there's a machloka in Siman Kuf Chav Dalid, where there's a machloka Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Chavas Das by Mamzerus. If Mamzerus is considered a davar she'erva, that you need shnei edim to be mevarer that a person is a mamzer, or do you say no? It's Eirechon and Bisurin. Mamzerus is just like Yisur, and you can believe in Eirechon. So in the Shev Shmeitza, in Shmeitza Vav, Parak Tes Vav, he says that it's a Dover Pashal like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Mamzerus is a Dover Sheba Erva, you need Shnei Edim. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Shmeitza, you understand very well the Machlokas Abaye and Rava, that according to Abaye, Dover Sheba Erva is either that they're being made on Gilui Arayus, or they're being made on a status of Ishus, or a removal of Ishus. So that's that's the definition of davar she'erva. Whereas according to Rava, any edus that's on a chalos shame on an individual, as opposed to on a chaticha, is to be asur chaticha or to be matir chaticha, is called davar she'erva. So mamzerus uchalolus shvui lekohen sota lebaila. According to Rava, is going to be davar she'erva because it's on an individual. It's on a label that we're going to put on an individual. Whereas according to Abaye, it's not considered a davar she'erva, because according to Abaye, geder davar she'erva is that you're either saying an act of gilui, they're being made on gilui arayus, or on chalos ishus. But the Rambam, the points out though that the Rambam says otherwise. The Rambam writes in Perek Tazayin Hilch Sanedra Lach Vav that a zona lekohen is like other isurim. Is neman by a zona lekohen. So the Rambam holds explicitly that even a nivola lepasala is pasla, is a chalos shem zona that's on the person. Nevertheless, is not considered davar she'erva, even though you're declaring the person to be a zona. So that's directly against what we just said in Rava, that Rava holds whenever it's something on the person, it's not a davar she'erva. So how do you define davar she'erva according to the Rambam? So aside from that, when it comes to shvi'a l'kohen, the whole concern of a shvi'a l'kohen is that she was nivel l'yakum and that she became a zona. And by shvi'a l'kohen, it's explicit in the Gemara that you need shnei edim. So it's a little funny that for a shvi'a l'kohen you need shnei edim, and that's the whole concern of shvi'a l'kohen is that she was mezana. But by a zona, chalos shem zona, you're not going to need shnei edim. So why is it by a zona l'kohen the Rambam paskins ne'erachad is neman? So Machna Ephraim suggests in the Rambam that there's a difference between a woman who is a shvuyah stam and an eishes kohen shenishvis. That in our sugya we're talking about dafka an eishes kohen that's nishvis. That since she becomes asur lebaila, so that already relates to her ishus. So that's where Rava would hold that's called the davar she'erva. It's only by a pnuya that's nishvis or is nivela lepasala where the Rambam would say neirach is neman, because that's not nogea to ishus. That's only nogea to asuring her to her husband. Okay, so vaitu in the Gemara now. So it says the Gemara, Amar Abaye mina aminila. Abaye says, how do I know my din that if a man says ishto zinsa and the husband is shosek, that we believe the erechad? So the Gemara says, do samya dav mesad masnias kamed mar Shmuel. There was a blind person who happened to be chazering over the mishnayos in front of mar Shmuel. Yom achad nagale v'la v'kasi. One day he came late and he didn't show up to learn over the mishnayos. Shadu shlicha basrei. So they sent a shliach. Mar Shmuel sent a shliach to go find him. Where is he? Ada azl shliach b'chada urcha asa ihu b'chada. As often happens when you're trying to look for a person, the shliach went in one path while the guy was already on his way and he was coming through another path, so they missed each other. So the shliach made it all the way to this guy's house. When the shliach came, he said, by the way, you're never going to believe what I found in your house. Your wife was mezana. So he came to Mar Shmuel, Amalei. So he said to Mar Shmuel, what do I do? So Amalei, ima hemelach ziel afka. If you believe this guy, then you need to divorce your wife. V'ilo lo topic. And if you don't believe the guy, then don't divorce your wife. My love, ima hemelach de lav gazlanahu. Doesn't it mean if you believe that he's a kosher eid, that he's not a gazlan? That's all it means, that you hold that he's not psule eidus, that an eid echad is going to be believed, and as long as you hold that he has the status of an eid echad, then that's enough, and you have to divorce your wife. So don't you see that an eid echad is neman, says Abaye, from this story? So Rav would say, no, imahemelach kibay trey zil afka, v'ilo lo tafka. It just means if you believe him like shnei eidim, not that if you believe him like an eid echad. An eid echad would not be believed, but if you're so confident that this guy is telling the truth, you're 100% certain that what he's saying is true, then you have to divorce your wife. That's always a question, whether a person is supposed to say, meaning if the guy's not going to believe you anyway. There's a shaila that I saw in Rav Rabinovich's sefer, I forgot what it's called, his tshuvas, where he discusses a psychologist, where a woman confessed to the psychologist that she cheated on her husband, a frum woman. So does the psychologist have a responsibility? And he thinks she's telling the truth. Does he have a responsibility to go tell the husband? And he paskins no. He says no responsibility. He says first of all, the husband's not allowed to believe you if you tell the husband, or he's not going to believe you. And if he's not going to believe you, because you're not shnei edim. If he's shnei edim, he's obligated to believe you. But he's not obligated to believe you. So if he has no obligation to believe you anyway, so what's the point? What are you going to go? And he says, second of all, and he probably more importantly, more thinking more globally, there needs to be such a thing as a frum psychologist. There's not going to be such a thing as a frum psychologist if confidentiality is not kept. No one, no frum person is ever going to go to a psychologist if they know that what they say is not going to be kept in confidence, and that's going to be a pikuach nefesh for the entire Jewish community. So that's what Rabinovich passed in that case. Okay. Abaye says, second, where do I know this from? Again, where do I know a second possible source for how do I know that an eid echad is neman to say that a man's wife was mezana? D'tanya, Maisa b'Yanai HaMelech, a story that occurred with Yanai HaMelech. Who was Yanai HaMelech? Rashi writes he was from the Kohanim of the Chashmonoim. The Gemara in Bracha says that he was Yanai is Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was Meshamish as a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and then he became a Tzeduki. So that's Yanai HaMelech that we refer to. The Ritva writes over there that when we say he became a Tzeduki, it's referring to this story that he became a Tzeduki. That was Nizrikobo Minos. But Rav over there disagrees, and the Gemara says, no, it was not Yochanan, it was someone else. But we'll see. Yanai HaMelech had a pretty dubious history. So Yanai HaMelech Sholach Lekuchlis Shebemidbar V'kivish Sham Shishim Krachim. He went and he conquered 60 cities. After conquering 60 cities in a certain Medina, he came back and he was very, very happy. He called together all the Chachmei Yisrael, Amalehem, our forefathers had to eat salted vegetables when they were building the Beis HaMikdash because they were poor, they didn't have all that much. Rashi says he's referring to the time that they were building the second Beis HaMikdash when they came back from Galus after the Galus Bavel, and they were very poor, so they had to spend a lot of money on the work, so they couldn't eat that much. They didn't have much to eat. So Avanu, we too are going to remember that Nochal Meluchim Zecher Lavchenu, and we'll do that as a Zecher. Well, it's like Lechemoni. So we're going to remember how rough it was. But Vel Meluchim Al Shulchan Al Shalzav Va'achlu. But they brought it on gold tables and they ate it. So they while they were celebrating and they had plenty of money, they were recalling what they had to eat Meluchim at that time. So at this time of great joy and celebration, there was this awful person, Elazar ben Poira Shemo, and his name was Elazar ben Poira. So it's interesting that we mention his name. Normally say Shem Rasha Mirkov, why would you mention the name of a Rasha? But Vayomer Elazar ben Poira Liyanei HaMelech, and this fellow says to Yanei HaMelech, Libam Shel Prushim Alecha, you should know that the Talmid Chacham, the Prushim, don't like you. They have tainas on you. So my esa, what should you do? Hakem lem betzitz shebeinei necha. Stand in front of them with the tzitz, you know, wearing the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, and see how that goes. Now Rashi points out the alvagav delav shasavoda k'tam perik beis big day kuna nitna lehanuspan. Even though it was not shasavoda, he's allowed to get enough from big day kuna, so it was not such a big deal for him to be wearing the tzitz shalob shasavoda. Tosos quotes that Rashi, but then says v'kasha to adrav v'mashmei asim demiatcha yichol nafshitan shayzukuga nafshitan. It sounds from the sugi earlier that as soon as you're able to remove the big day kuna, you must remove the big day kuna. The Gemara over there says, that it's impossible that a person is not going to get some anah from the big day kuna, because when you finish the avodah, it can't just be zap and all the clothing is off. Now, obviously, it's going to take some time to walk and to change. But as soon as you can, you're supposed to do that. You're not supposed to just wear the big day kuna. So, Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam to Dafka sits. That the tzitz is different than the other begadim. The tzitz you're allowed to wear shelo b'shas avodah, because it says it should be al mitzchot tamid, but the other begadim should not be worn shelo b'shas avodah. So heikin le mitzitz shebein einav hayisham zakin echav Yehuda ben Gedidya shemo v'yomer Yehuda ben Gedidya liyanei amelech. This Yehuda ben Gedidya said to Yanei amelech rav lecha keser malchus hanach keser kuna lezara shalaron. Isn't it enough that you have keser malchus? Leave the keser kuhuna to zara shalaron. What do you mean leave it to zara shalaron? He was a kohen. Shayu omrim imo nishvis, because they said that it had been modiim v'yivukashadav v'lo nimsa. There were rumors that his mother was a captive, and they looked into those rumors, but they couldn't find any solid evidence. V'yibadu chachmei Yisrael b'zan. So he threw out the chachmei Yisrael in anger. He got angry at them that they were questioning his kuhuna. The Ramban and the Ritva say that the fact that they weren't ma'orer on his kuhuna until this maysa is because since they knew that there were edim that were machshir him, but since he now did shaloka hogan, he put this tzitz in the Medina, which is Nisr Midrabanan, and it was Bishas Shichrus. It was at a time that he should not have been wearing the tzitz. You can't have as a chadas, and you can't wear the tzitz when you're shikr. So that's why they dafka told him to be maniach l'keser kuna. It's not that they had solid evidence that he was apostle of Kohen. It's they're saying be maniach l'keser kuna because you're not treating it appropriately. You're not dealing with it appropriately. The Rashba asks on the Rabban that sof, since his psul is not so clear, and they knew that they were radium that were machshir, still, is that a reason for them to be ma'ara? They probably still should not have been ma'ara. So the Rashba says that it wasn't so clear to them. Like the Gemara says, it was v'yivuka shadav v'lo nimsa. So misafek, they didn't want to make a macha'a. But now that there was at the time of this nace where they were giving hodah, they thought, oh, he's in a good mood. Now, if there's a time that we can correct him, if there's a time that we can say something, it's when he's in a good mood. So let's get him now while he's in a good mood. So that's what they thought. But they had sveikos the whole time. But this is going to be the key point in the story. What does this mean exactly? That there were questions about whether his mother was a shvir or not. Isn't this exactly the case of Eid Echad saying that ishtecha zinsa? So this is where Abai is really learning it from, as we'll soon see. But anyway, let's finish the story. Vayomer Elazar ben Poira li Yanei HaMelech. Yanei HaMelech, hedyot shav Yisrael kachu dino. Vata melech v'koin gadol kachu dincha. A hedyot maybe has to take this. If he's a simple person, a nobody, has to take such criticism. You're a melech and you're a koin gadol. You have to take that from them. Umayasim, ata shomei latzasi, romsim. What should I do? Well, I'll tell you what you should do. If you listen to my advice, you should kill them all. V'torah matei aleha. What's going to be with the Torah if I kill all the chachamim? Hari kruchu munach. It's there. Torah's still around. We're not burning any Sefer Torah. Someone wants to come learn Torah. Because then, let someone come and learn Torah. We have no problems if someone wants to come and learn Torah. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak Miyad Nizrukav Abikorsis. That's Abikorsis. Davalei Lemeimar Tenach Torah Shebichsav Torah Shebalpeh. My, because his response should have been, "Yeah, that works for Torah Shebichsav. How is someone supposed to learn Torah Shebal Peh. That's Apikorsis. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, Negros Moshe Archaim Chelik Dalit, Simon Lamites, that Elizabeth Puira was Mesis Yanai, to believe that, no, nowadays Torah Shebal Peh is written down also. It's Eislas Hashem. Hey, Pharaoh Sora Sechas. It's also Menachos Bekeren Zavis. Let whoever wants to come. And that's Mesis. That's he's leading to Apikorsis. Because, yeah, Torah Shebal Peh is written, but we still need a Mesorah, Merabu Seinu. A person cannot learn Torah Shebal Peh without a true Mesorah from Rebbeim. That doesn't get taken away. That element of it doesn't get taken away. It's just the details, that we fill in the details with what's written down. But in terms of the whole Reach HaTorah, the whole Ruach HaTorah that a person gets, that a person still has to receive from Rebbeim. Miyad v'tzotzi tzara al yedei Eliezer ben Puir v'yargu kol chachmei Yisrael v'yola mishtomim at shaboshim ben shetach v'chzir satorah liyoshna. And the world was desolate from Torah till Shum ben Shetach was able to come along and be machzir the Torah. So Echidami, what exactly was the story with Yanai Melech's mother where they thought she was held captive, and what kind of evidence did they have? Ilem et beit treyamri yishtabai, if you had two Edim that said that she was captive, ubeit treyamri lo yishtabai, and two others that conflicted and said no, that she was not held captive. My chazus machtahani, smokhani. Why would you believe the two, any two over the other two? It should be a trey or trey. So that can't be the case. As Rashi points out, smokhani, damri yishtabai. We should rely on the ones that said that she was captive. She was held captive. So how can the conclusion of the Braisa be that they didn't find it to be true? And if you're going to say no, trey trey will cancel each other out. The woman has a cheskas kashrus. Yeah, she'd have a cheskas kashrus if she was asking the shayla. But over here, it wasn't about her; it was about her son. The child doesn't have a chazak of kashrus because from his very birth, we had this suffix about him. So he has no cheskas kashrus. So if it's really trey or trey, then we shouldn't say lo matzo. We should say, let's listen to the two edim that say that his mother was held captive. Tosfos raises the question, what do you mean the child has no cheskas kashrus? Doesn't Gemara say in Maseches Ksubos L'divrei Machshir Ba, Machshir Bebita, that it's the same shaylus? If you're going to be machshir the mother, then you have to be machshir the child as well. So Tosfos Yeshlomer D'lomer Uki Trey Badi Trey El Betruma D'Rabbanan U'Trey Trey Sreik D'Rabbanan U'Bahalo Achmiru Aval B'Yuchs Indiki Suru D'Araisa Hichmir V'Asuri Midrabbanan. That when you're dealing with Truma D'Rabbanan, then you say Trey Trey Uki Becheskas Kashrus, and you leave everything good. But when you're dealing with Yichus D'Araisa, so then at least on a D'Rabbanan level, when you have a Trey Trey, we're going to say that Midrabbanan we need to be Machmir. So this cannot be a case of Trey Trey. What was the question of the Yichus of Yanai's mother? Ella Be'ed Echad. No, the case must have been that there was an Eid Echad that she was Nishbeis. V'taim of the Kamachshi Le'Bei Trey Halav Hachi Mehemin. And the reason we don't trust that Eid Echad is because two Edim said otherwise, that she was not held captive. That's why it was Lo Matzu. But if there weren't two Edim denying the story that she was held captive, we'd believe in Eid Echad that she was held captive. So says Abaye, there's my source, that if Eid Echad says Ishtu Chazinsa, we're going to believe him. If the Baal is Shosek, the Rava would respond, Liolam Treo Trey. Now really it is a case of two witnesses against two witnesses about Yanai's mother. Why do we believe the second set of Edom, not the first set of Edom? Because it wasn't a Treo Trey in terms of Hachasha. The second set of Edom was Mazim, the first set of Edom. They said Imanu Yisem, they made the Edom Zomman. And that's a Chiddush HaTorah, that we believe a second set of Edom when they're Mazim, the first set of Edom. Or you could say, like Rabbi Yitzchak, that they were able to verify that what the other Edom saw wasn't really Yanai's mother, it was a Shivcha who they had put in her place. So they weren't claiming that the first Edom were liars, they were just saying that they misidentified who the woman was, and that it was really a Shivcha in her place, but Yanai's mother got out in time. Amar Rava, Mina Aminala. Rava says, how do I know that we don't believe an Eid Echad when an Eid Echad says Ishtu Chazinsa? So he says, I know the Tanan from the following Mishnah. Amar Rav Shem, Maisa b'magur shal desakim b'yavna, shayso omedus b'cheska shleim amadav nimtzis chasera. There was a mikveh in Yavna that they always assumed had the proper amount of water, and then one day they measured it, and it didn't have the proper amount of water, it had less than the proper amount of water. So kol tar shenasu al gaba, hayu Rabbi Tafra m'tarv Rabbi Kiva m'tarv. All the taros that were brought in that mikvah and that were assumed to be tar based on that mikvah was a machlokas tanoim, what their status was. Rabbi Tarfon said you could assume tar. Tahar, and Rabbi Kiva said you have to assume Tameh. Rabbi Tarfon says, after all, there's a chazaka that this mikveh was shalem. It always was shalem. Misafek hatabal lechasro al techasrenu misafek. You want to make it chaser misafek? You can't make it chaser from misafek. Now we know that it's chaser. But when all these taros were brought in between the last time we checked and now, so there was a chazaka that it was fine. Rabbi Kiva adam ze becheskas tamei u'amed. Rabbi Kiva says you're looking at the wrong thing. Don't look at the chazak of the mikvah, look at the chazak of the person who went into the mikvah. Before that person went into the mikvah, he was becheskas tameh. That's why he was going to the mikvah. Misafik atabal taro. Now you want to say that he's tar because he went into this mikvah? Al titarenu misafik. You cannot be mitarim misafik. Amar Rabbi Tafron, Mashal la'omid u'makrav al gabei mizbech, v'nodushu ben grusha ben chalutza shavadosuk shera. Rabbi Tafron says, you want to know what this mikvah is a mashal to, why I think it's okay. It's like a guy who's doing the avoda, he's a kohen doing the avoda, and then he discovers that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, that his avoda is in fact kosher. Same thing over here. This mikvah is in fact kosher. Tosas raises the question that the mashal seems a little bit off. The mashal and the nimshal don't seem to really match. In the mashal, even if he knows that he's ben grusha b'shas avoda, the avoda is still kosher because the Gemara is going to learn that from a pasuk that the avoda of ben grusha is kosher. But over here, if you know retroactively that this mikvah didn't have 40 sa'ah, if we were to know it bivadai, then the taros are not tahar; they're in fact tamei. So it's very difficult to understand the mashal. I mean, a guy discovering his ben grusha ben chalutz is not that he just became a ben grusha ben chalutz. It means he discovers that his whole life he was a ben grusha ben chalutz, because that's the only way you can become a ben grusha ben chalutza. His whole life he was ben grusha ben chalutza, and still his avoda retroactively is kasher, even though he now knows bivadai that he was ben grusha ben chalutza. So that's Tosas kasher. The mashal and nimshal don't really seem to work. So Tosas points out that Rabbi Tavon and Rabbi Kiva are really arguing about two things. First, they're arguing about the taros that were processed through this mikvah l'mafreya, where you don't know about the chesaron in the mikvah until now. That according to Rabbi Tavon, we follow the chazak of the mikvah that was kasher. According to Rabbi Akiva, we go after the chazak of the person. But there's also a second thing they're arguing about, and that's the key. They also argue about a mikvah that a kohen was tovelin and then did the avoda, and then edim were made that the mikvah was chaser before the tevila of that kohen. So Rabbi Tavron says the avoda is kasher, just like a ben grusha ben chalutza, where his avoda is going to be kosher. Now, a tamei person is not allowed to do the avoda, even knowing retroactively, it's still going to be kosher. That's what the mashal is about. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's going to be possible. The avoda is possible, like a balmum. Amar Rabbi Kiva, mashal la omir makar v'gam yizbeach v'nodishu balmum, shavadasu psul. It's not like finding out you're a ben grusha ben chalutza, it's like finding out you're a balmum, and your avoda is going to be possible. Amar Rabbi Tavron, hat demisul balmum, v'ani demisul ben grusha ben chalutza. So Rabbi Tavron says, okay, let's take stock of what just happened in this conversation. You think this is more like a balmum. I think in this case of the mikvah is more like a ben grusha ben chalutza. Well, nira l'midoma, let's do an analysis. I domel ben grusha ben chalutza, nida deneinu ke ben grusha ben chalutza. Domel balmum, nida deneinu ke balmum. If you're right, you're right. If I'm right, I'm right. Hischel Rabbi Kiva London. So Rabbi Kiva says, okay, you're on. Let's analyze. Mikvah psul b'yachid. A mikvah is a psul that's in a yachid. O balmum, what does it mean, mikvah psul b'yachid? Rashi says that an eidechad is believed about a mikvah because eidechad Neman b'yisurim u'balmum psula b'yachid, and a balmum is psula b'yachid. V'al yochiach ben grusha ben chalutza shepsula b'shneim. Ben grusha ben chalutza, you need shnei edim to pasul. Davar acher mikvah psula b'gufo, balmum psula b'gufo. Another comparison is a mikvah and a balmum are both an inherent psul in the guf. V'al yochiach ben grusha ben chalutza shepsula me'acherim, whose psul originated, ben grusha ben chalutza's psul comes from somewhere else. It comes from his parents. Amalei Rabbi Tarfon Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon says, wow, Rabbi Kiva, that's a brilliant analysis. Anyone who leaves you is like leaving life. So, what's the case of a balmum that's psul biyachid? Remember, all of this is just Rava's mina aminala, right? We're trying to figure out where does Rava get the idea that an eid echad that says that the ishtu chazinsa is not believed. So, somehow it's based on this whole discussion. So, if the guy contradicts him, mi mehemen, would the yachid really be believed? It must be that he's quiet. And a similar case by ben grusha ben chalutza is if he's shasak. biyachid, vayochir ben grusha ben chlutzah shepsul b'shnayin. And yet you still see in the analysis over here, even though the assumption is, whatever the accusation is, the baldover is shosek, he doesn't say anything, that for a ben grusha ben chlutzah, you need shnayim. To change a person's status, you need two eidim. So Rava says, that's my source. That's how I know that that if one man says, ish chazinsa, that your wife is a zona, that you don't have to believe him. Because one man, even if the person is shosek, the cases that he contradicted him, you deny it. He believed you. Say I'm a balmum. Take off his clothing and let's see that he's a balmum. So that's why you can believe the Eid Echad, because it's so easily verifiable. That's why it says the mikvah is like the balmum. As opposed to ben grusha ben chalutza, where you have to rely on testimony, you can't just look at it. Where do we know that a ben grusha ben chalutza, that the avodah is going to be kasher? Three possibilities. Number one, Amar Avidur Mishmuel Damakrava, Haisa lo ulzaro acharav. Bein zera kasher, bein zera pasul. We darshan that Zaro means even Zara Apostle. Second possibility, Avod Shmuel Amar Mehacha, Barech Hashem Chelo Afal Yad of Tirtza, Afilu Chulin Shabo, Tirtza we darshin. Third drasha, Rabbi Yani Amar Mehacha, Vasal Kohen Ashriya B'yam Mehem, that you have to go to the Kohen in your time. V'chisala Adayntach Sha'adam Holi Chetzal Kohen Shaloi B'yamav. Is there a Havamina that you could go to any other Kohen? A Kohen is not in your days. Elezek Kasher V'nischalal. No, it's a Kasher who became a Chalal and still is Avod the works. Balmum Davodas Upsulu Minal. And how do I know that the Avod of a Balmum is Pasul? Amar Avdim Shmuel, Amar Kra, Lechein Emor, Hin Nino Seino Esprisi Shalom. Kishu Shalom that we darshan that it's only when a kohen is shalem, not when a kohen is chaser. Vashalom ksiv. It doesn't say shalem, it says shalom with a vav. Amar Rav Nachman vav de shalom katiyahu. It's a cut vav. Machlok Rishonim what that means, whether it's like a yud or it's a vav with a space in the middle. But it's a cut vav. There's some sort of mesorah about that vav, and therefore you can read it as shalem. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.